I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So trending on TikTok, did you guys ever eat the Pez candy? I always thought it was weird.
I hated Pez.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be a collector. When I was young, I wanted, so I really wished I could get into it, but no. The candy itself is awful. The actual candy is bad.
It was fun, but it was like taking a baby aspirin.
Yeah. But they, you know how it's wrapped in like the foil or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They on TikTok show that you can take the white tube out, shove the whole thing in with the wrapper, and then the wrapper comes out by itself.
See, I've heard of this before because like, it's like loading a handgun when you're loading a Pez dispenser. And that's the other reason I didn't like it, because it took too long and you're fiddling and they'd get in there crooked and you couldn't. So they're really saying you can auto load a whole thing.
TikTok said that. But then Pez was like, no, that doesn't work, and showed the real way you're supposed to load it, which is almost one at a time. You can do all 12 by unwrapping it and like slowly folding it into it. So this TikTok is wrong, is all.
So it's 11 in the clip, one in the pipe.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Sort of what it is. Oh, my God. That candy. How did that get popular?
I don't get it. I don't think I've ever had it, but I remember seeing it all the time. And even as a little kid, I remember feeling like it was really wasteful. Like you had to buy. Like the candy's so small compared to the dispenser.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And it's called a tablet. Have you ever had a candy that's
tablet form?
Yeah. That's
there was
like
so many candies when we were little that were so gross. You guys like Fun Dip?
Yeah, I love that.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
You leave that one alone.
Oh, you cannot tell what's good about it. It's like licking a piece of chalk because it has no flavor. Then you dip it in like sugar and then re-lick that off of there. So that's your container then, because you're spitting all over this thing and dipping it in like,
and where the sugar is, it gets all nasty and like wet.
It's ew. You're just spitting on a pixie stick. It's disgusting.
See, I love pixie sticks. So then Fun Dip was better because I could scoop a bunch at one time. Pixie sticks are so small that you were limited to how fast you could eat them. But that's why Fun Dip is better.
Wow, that's a good argument.
You're licking a thing. What is that thing supposed to taste like? Does it even taste like sugar?
I don't know. It's like one of those old candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to always have to get the same brand as my dad. That's so weird.
See, and I wasn't allowed to get them because they were cigarettes.
My dad would get me Pall Malls. I'd roll them up in my sleeve.
Oh, my God.
And pretend I was a construction worker like my dad.
That's fun.
That's cute.
Whistling at your mom.
But it's teaching you to smoke. They still make them, by the way.
Uh-huh. I thought they were supposed to get rid of those.
I think like there's a farm out by my house that has all the old time candies, and they have the wax thing with the soda inside.
Oh, I hate.
Oh, I loved those.
The root beer, whatever.
Yeah.
You're eating wax. Are you supposed to eat the wax?
Or do you just
bite it off and like?
You would bite it off, and then I would always chew
just
it.
Just suck. Oh.
There is definitely. I think there's an old school park or an old school candy store down in Parker, because my mother-in-law has bought the old school candy for me. Like weeks ago, I ate candy cigarettes.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Like
I tried to light them, but.
A rocket fit, like the old candy. There was a version of candy cigarettes where you could blow and the dust would come off of it and look like smoke.
I missed it. I mean, it looked real. It was cool.
It looked so real. We're little kids trying to pretend to smoke. Like, and we put Joe Camel out of business, but you can still put a Like half of people who smoke's problem is the oral part. Oral. Sorry. I got hung up on that. But yeah, so like you're teaching the kid. Like my brother was addicted to them.
I think they tried to, there was a bunch of moms that was up in arms about it at some point, but yep. Somehow
they're still making them somewhere.
Yeah. You know what other candy I always found kind of gross is the like jewelry. Because the string gets all slobbery and then it's all over your neck or even ring pops, like you're drooling all over yourself.
Oh, God, a ring pop's the worst because you couldn't finish it. So then it's this soggy and like so sticky. And then you'd set it down somewhere and it'd like stick to the tablecloth or whatever. It's like.
So in that gift package of old school candy, there was a candy necklace in there that I ate literally weeks ago. And I agree. It is. I never used to eat them because then the necklace is gone. So there's always this.
Then you just have a piece of elastic around you.
Yeah.
But like when it's half gone, those are like, you couldn't just bite the ones, so they'd all be a little sticky, and then you'd get little like rainbow tattoos all the way around.
I forgot about that. Because
like the food coloring be.
It was just a foul tasting can.
All of that. We just put spit and like sweetness all.
The weirdest like DIY candy trend on TikTok right now is people are making frozen honey. But they're doing more than that. So they're taking corn syrup, like the straight white corn syrup, and melting like Hershey's chocolate together and freezing it, and then squeezing it out and just chomping on it. It's disgusting.
Ooh, wait, hang on.
I might eat that.
It looks so gross. It's just this goop that comes. They freeze them in water bottles, the mini ones, and they just squeeze it out, and it's just like gross slime.
Ew.
But it's still cold?
Yeah, it's frozen.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. You could do but like corn multiple. Syrup. You're just, you're basically begging to die. But
they're doing like a bunch of flavors and it just looks so gross. I don't know.
I would put that in my mouth 100 times.
You know, I did think out of everyone here, you would be the one.
Yes. Before I'd lick a stick and roll it in powder and then continue to do that.
We'll do that. You can eat the corn syrup.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.